Did you ever hear of the ancient Bengali Bowel musical tradition? Well, if not, there's a new CD out called Tana Tani. It mixes this form of music with a more modern streak from a London DJ and producer who calls himself State of Bengal. Day to Day's music critic Christian Bordahl has more.
Baul, B-A-U-L, is a kind of Bengali folk music. But it's also more than that. Being a Baul has religious and cultural dimensions. The Bauls are minstrels that have been wandering the Bengal countryside singing for their supper for hundreds of years. Their songs are mostly religious allegories, and their religion appropriates elements of Hinduism, Sufism, Tantric Buddhism, and yoga. They're also known as nonconformists, mixing up Hindu and Muslim dress and never accepting the Indian caste system.
For me personally, what I wanted to do was just do an album where I didn't want to hear the same old songs that I've heard in Baul music, you know, which has existed for 500 years.
Sam Zaman, a.k.a. State of Bengal, is a DJ and producer who came up through the Asian breakbeat scene in London. But he first arrived in Karachi to Bengali parents. And as a child, he remembers listening to the work of some of the great South Asian musicians, like the famous Baul singer Purna Das and sitar player Ananda Shankar, with whom he collaborated on a record that came out in 99.
That's why, you know, writing melodies on things like the bass and guitars and stuff like that. I was hoping to kind of write different melodies enough so that Bobbin could actually start singing different kinds of melodies.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's definitely difficult to take the bowl out of the bowl, you know?
Zaman's collaborator, Pavan Das, was apparently initiated as a Baul singer at the age of 14, having already wandered Western Bengal with his dad, who would sing and wrestle for money. These days, Pavan lives in Paris, which is where he and Sam Zaman first met, at a tribute concert to the great Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
I said to Pavan, I'm working in the studio on my next album. If you've got time, why don't you come down? So he came down, and the track we started working on was Kali.
As you might imagine, an English breakbeat DJ working with a Baul singer required some musical adjustments on both sides. The album's title, Tana Tani, which is also the name of one of the tracks, translates roughly as pushing and pulling, says Sam Zaman.
I wrote this rhythm on the bass line, and Bobbin really didn't know how to swing with it. He couldn't understand why the timing kept on going out. And so he spent 2 days with a friend of mine, Anita, who carried on playing the guitar, the riff on a guitar to Pavan until he got it. And he still didn't get it. But, you know, the whole point of that was the element of pushing and pulling on this rhythm.
Zaman says it was also a larger metaphor for the pushing and pulling of the creative process between the two men. This is Christian Bordahl for Day to Day.
The new album, Tana Tani, is by State of Bengal. Christian Bordahl is Day to Day's music critic. If you'd like to hear more of his interview with State of Bengal, go to npr.org.